This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. It's the live Easter edition. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. This live edition of Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
Yep, I'm Ian.
We believe that you deserve live content 365 days a year and one more day on leap year.
It's what Jesus would want.
I don't know if Jesus really cares about it, but nonetheless, we're providing it for you. So, yeah.
Let's talk about a different kind of kid, because we've talked about students and government schools and outrageous zero tolerance.
What other kind of kid is there?
A baby gator.
Not a kid.
That's no, a but she dresses in like one. There's a woman in Florida who has herself, she has a pet gator, and she's now fighting the government in hopes of being able to keep him.
Okay. You can't have a pet gator? I thought they used to sell these things as pets.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. No.
When the hell was this?
Yeah, back in the day, that's the whole myth of alligators in the sewers in New York, is that people would get them as pets, and then they get too big, and they flush them, and that's how they get down there.
Sounds like a myth. Yeah. I don't know if that's true.
Well,
I remember, you and I both grew up in Florida, Mark, and I remember there was only one person, two people over the 26 years that I spent in Florida that I ever knew that had a gator, that actually owned a gator, and I don't know how legal it was for them to own those gators back then. I suspect it was not. One of them was a fireworks store that kept a gator at the store for whatever reason, and another one was a drug dealer.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure the last guy, the drug dealer, did not legally have that gator.
They had a fireworks store in Sarasota, Florida?
I don't know if it was in Sarasota. It might have been Bradenton or something like that, but I remember specifically. It was Lips. It was called Lips. That was the name of the place.
Okay.
I'm surprised you don't remember it.
I don't remember fireworks being legal.
Anyway.
We had to go like South Carolina or something. Whenever we'd drive back, we'd get some.
In Florida's public schools, this story from Vice.com, children are taught what to do if they need to outrun an alligator. Laugh all you want, but it's an important skill to have should you ever find yourself in the state's famous swamps. Every so often you hear about people being eaten by gators. Presumably, those poor souls did not pay attention in class. And in case you're wondering, you're supposed to run in zigzags because the reptile's tiny legs apparently get all jammed up trying to constantly change direction. And I remember that. I don't know if I was taught that in school. I don't recall that being part of the curriculum, but I do remember hearing at some point when I was living down there that that's what you're supposed to do, is zigzag.
I don't recall ever being scared of the things.
I definitely did not want to encounter a gator.
I was raised there, out in the country, and we hunted gator.
Did you? Really?
Yeah, absolutely. They taste like chicken.
Huh. I have eaten some
tough
gator.
Chicken.
Yeah, it was good, actually. I remember having, like, fried gator at the Oaks Barbecue in Sarasota.
You like chicken?
Yeah. Yeah, a little rubbery.
Like
a little rubbery.
Yeah, it's a little tough.
I remember being a kid at summer camp in Florida and canoeing down the Alafaya River and canoeing right over top of multiple gators on multiple occasions. And that's kind of a scary situation.
I can see why that would cause you to pucker a little.
Yeah, especially if you don't have a gun with you or something like that. You know, you're 10 years old and you're slowly going literally an inch over the top of this thing that is much larger than you and could probably swallow you in relative short order.
I'm more concerned with 10-year-old you with having a gun than I am with the gator.
Or then they do the death rattle or whatever they call it, where they or flip, they spin around,
yes.
They tear your arm
they don't
off.
Rattle, yeah.
What do they call that?
Roll.
Death roll, that's what it is. Anyway, through a healthy fear of gators instilled, or though a healthy fear of gators, it's instilled in every Floridian, Mary Thorne grew up to love them. In fact, she loved them so much that about a decade ago, she decided to adopt five of them.
Five.
Four of them died, but one named Rambo remained.
Apparently she's not very good at this, all right?
Today, he's grown to a robust 125 pounds. Too big, says the Florida Wildlife Commission for Thorne's property. She insists, however, that taking him away from her would do more harm than good, and her dispute with the Wildlife Commission made national news recently, possibly because of her habit of dressing Rambo up like a person.
I've seen some pictures of Rambo like on an ATV and at work at a desk, and Rambo certainly
She's tiny. Nice. He's a tiny gator. Like, if she's had this guy for 10 years, he's definitely
cool. Five.
I'm sorry. Did I say five years? Well, anyway, a decade ago. Since a decade ago, she adopted five of them.
Okay.
So she's had this thing for whatever, it's 5 years or 10 years.
I wouldn't have guessed that was a 10-year-old gator.
No, he's tiny for a gator. I mean, gators can be 6-8 feet long.
They could be 14.
On the low end, yeah. Anyway, so he's only 125 pounds. He's like a little boy. Anyway, she insists that taking him away would actually hurt him. To learn more, the Vice editor here called up Thorne to hear all about how she trained Rambo and how he acts around her dogs. So here we go.
How about that?
This is interview format. Vice asks, why do you love gators and why did you decide you wanted five of them? Mary says, my brother owns a fish pond, and whenever gators get in his pond, I would get them out. I was just a tomboy. I love the animals. You want me to describe why I decided to adopt the gators?
When we had a gator in our pond out where I grew up, we shot them.
Oh, yeah. Whatever happened, she says, or what happened was somebody had taken them out of the lake and had tried to kidnap them and keep them illegally. They were confiscated by officials down here, and they were brought to the place where I worked. They were in a 10-gallon tank for the first 4 years of their life in a dark closet. So nobody knew what to really do with them, so I just took them under my wing and I raised them. My boss brought them to me. He got them from the Florida Wildlife Commission, the very same group that's now trying to take him from her, and they didn't know what to do with them. Question, how do you train them not to kill you?
Yeah, that would be a concern. You would think that at some, these things, you know, they have a powerful bite, and even some kind of mistake, they have really tiny little brains. I don't trust these things at all.
Well, they're one of the closest things to dinosaurs, right, that we have here?
Right.
Pretty much. She says, well, when I got the gators, they couldn't even move their arms and legs and stuff, so they had to go through 2 or 3 years of physical therapy. Due to that, I was really close with them, so I just started training them. If they did something good, I'd give them a reward, and if they did something I didn't like, I would scold them. And they learned to do what they needed to do. They were given 7 goals a year, and they accomplished most of their 7 goals. Rambo is up to 70. Now, I don't know what kind of goals, so that's the next question. Goals?
Yeah, right. Driving an ATV?
If you get a... There is a picture here with Rambo on an ATV wearing jeans and a T-shirt. I don't know if he's actually driving the ATV because it's just a picture.
It's just a picture. Rambo will lay where you lay him.
If you get a regular gator, she says, it's going to bite you, smack you, headbutt you, and it's also going to try to eat you. Well, that's the first
I'm
thing.
I'm not familiar with the headbutting thing.
You probably don't have much experience with gators.
Oh, no. I've jumped on top of them.
Oh, yeah? You've wrestled gators?
Well, you know, once you've shot them, then you got to bleed them. Yeah, sure.
That's not the same thing as a real gator wrestling,
I'm just
right?
not familiar with the headbutting.
Well,
it's not the same as gator wrestling. It's just where it came from.
It's the first things you work on because, believe me, if a gator grabs you, you're going to know it. I took them and trained them not to do that. And then we started on other things like propping.
You train them not to do that? No. No, no. Oh, that's a bad little...
smack him on the snout.
Yeah, smack him on the snout. Ouch!
She says... She doesn't get into detail, Mark.
Not like a puppy that chews on your finger here.
She says, then we started other things like propping, where they sit on a prop. And we started doing charity events with them and stuff like that.
They only had a couple of kids.
They just learned that if they don't do certain things, they can't be out on the stage. And they liked to be on the stage. I make all his...
It's warm there with the lights.
I make all his clothes, and he knows when the clothes go on that he's going to a charity or an event. And he stays on his props longer with the clothes on.
It's hilarious. It's just really, really funny.
Rambo likes to be hugged, she says. He's a big hugger. If you hug him, you've made his day. Or if you scratch him right under the chin, you've got a new best friend.
When he really likes it, he'll latch onto your ear and not let go.
Next question. How does he get along with your dogs?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Well, actually, he'll lay on top of them to watch TV. If they're just laying there, he'll go put his head up on them and watch the television. He uses them as a pillow. When the dogs are playing around and wrestling with one another, he tries to get into it. He thinks that he's a human. Next question. Do people, and then there's a picture of Rambo sitting at an office chair, just leaning over a keyboard, wearing what appears to be some sort of a shawl or towel or something.
This
like
propping
that.
Thing that you're talking about. I guess the question here with Rambo really is, should people be able to take wild animals and tame them and keep them as pets.
I say yes. It's your risk. It's your arm. You should right. be able to risk it.
I don't believe that any of us taxpayers should have to pay for this woman's medical bills.
Not
if
much
Rambo
true.
Tries to tear something off.
There's more about Rambo coming up.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-453.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-656-9549. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-656-9549. That's 1-800-656-9549. 1-800-656-9549.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. We're talking about a lady who... We're talking about Rambo. Yeah, Rambo, a pet alligator this lady's got, and it's he's like a 10-year-old alligator, but he's only maybe 5 feet. Not, he's not very big. And it's a little disconcerting, but a pet should bring you joy, and this lady certainly seems like she's being brought joy.
And 5 feet seems generous. I mean, okay, the picture I'm looking at of him was from 2011, so nonetheless, she says she's had him for close to a decade, and that would only be half a decade ago, and he looks like he's a little kid on this ATV that he's riding.
And if you're starting a business, that business should bring you joy, too. And one thing you're going to have if you're starting a business, have to have is if you're starting a business, is business cards.
I think even Rambo could use his own business cards here, Rambo the Gator.
I wouldn't take them from him.
500 business cards for just $9.99. That's where you start. Obviously, you can upgrade the quality to a thicker stock. You can get fancy finishes like metallic or spot gloss, raised print from Vistaprint.com. You go and use code FTL at checkout, and that's how you get the 500 custom business cards for just $9.99. It's super easy to customize the text, the colors, backsides, and more. Thousands of industry-specific templates are available, so you can just plug and play, or you can upload your logo to one of their existing designs, or even just upload your entire design. That's what I did, and it was super easy to do. I made my Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree palm cards with Vistaprint's online tool, and man, it's super easy. Plus, they can do more than business cards. Postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, pretty much whatever you need for custom products for your home and office needs. Go and get started at Vistaprint.com, and if you run into a snag, well, you know, they've got amazing customer service, and they guarantee you'll love your products every time, or they'll make it right. So go to Vistaprint.com and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, code FTL at checkout to get those 500 custom business cards starting at just $9.99. As we continue here, if you want to answer the question about should people be able to have dangerous animals as pets, I say yes. And even though that means there's risk involved. I mean, you know, the classic example of this would be the magicians, Siegfried and Roy. Remember, one of them got his head
mauled.
Yeah, his neck was bitten. Didn't he die from that?
I don't know. I don't know the specifics.
It was horrible, no doubt about it. But, you know, that's the risk you take.
Yeah, indeed, it is. It's one of those things. Let's go to the phones. We've got James, speaking of spreading some joy, we've got James in Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Mark. What Jesus would want you and Ian Bernard and Mark Edgington, as I may say your full name, would be for you to first tell the truth and then let Witt give his opinion on so-called Free Talk Live. But speaking of joy and spreading it, Mark, minister that you are not, it's literally like the 2-year anniversary of me calling into so-called Free Talk Live.
It seems like so much longer.
Only to be interrupted by Mark Edgington with a prepared rant to smear me and project things that I don't believe and never would have such immoral sentiments.
You know what you should learn from this, Easter?
Can I continue?
You should I'm going to talk to you. Right, you should think about forgiveness.
Go ahead. I believe one of the reasons why I actually think the Lord's Prayer actually was penned by God is because of that forgiveness line in it, not to mention the rest of the profundity of our Lord's Prayer. I'm not the one that ever said, I hate you. I hate him, like Mark Edgington has said of Witt in Arizona. Not to mention, you're the one that posts Facebook memes of me about guns and stuff that I don't own and have no interest in.
I don't know what you're talking about. The only thing I've ever posted about you on Facebook is the quotes from your threats against me and my family by a Skype.
Did you say you hated James?
Oh, I did, like, way back in the day. I mean, this is where this all came from. Because I feel like he throws the pacing of the show off.
Well, I got to say,
I don't think it's good to hate.
I don't think it's good to hate, because hate hurts the hater.
He just references back and back and back.
Which is what he's doing now?
He's doing a reasonably good job of at least setting the scene for the listener here as to what it is that his problems is. But, you know, I mean, he's constantly worrying about, oh, this has been done to me, and that's been done to me. He's got some kind of
persecution complex.
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, I've never met this guy. I don't know anything about him. He's threatened my family. He's threatened my life. What am I supposed to do with him?
Well, I don't think you should hate. I don't think hate is healthy. Anyway, yeah, go ahead, James.
Yeah, speaking of references, again, it's the 2-year anniversary after me only having called about 5 times to Free Talk Live that Mark Edgington had a prepared rant based on previous
calls. Now you're repeating yourself.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You already said all that.
Prepared rant. You got it.
Thanks for the call tonight. Can only handle so much of that.
Yeah,
I don't think you had a prepared rant. I don't recall you writing anything out about James.
No, I certainly didn't. But, you know, I mean,
generally, we don't think about James until he calls the show.
Well, I mean, you know, he latches onto an issue, and he certainly latched onto a particular issue when he called the first time. And, well, yeah, I mean, I probably thought about that, and I certainly may have considered some things ahead of time, and then when he, you know, comes in, whatever. I mean, you know, nuts.
Let's talk more about Rambo, who's far more interesting. The pet alligator, who is now being threatened by the Florida Wildlife Commission to be taken
from his home. Yeah.
Yep.
What are you going to do, toss this guy out in a river someplace?
Well, that's... And
so he's going to get shot?
Well, and as she points out here, he's been in captivity for a decade. It's not going to be good.
He's not qualified.
Right. It's not going to be good to let him out into the wild. And further, you know, if she's been keeping him in captivity for 10 years, then if you're not going to put him out into the wild, you're just going to put him in captivity somewhere else. And why would you want to take him away from somebody who obviously loves him very much and has taken seemingly good care of him?
She does charity events with him, and people get an opportunity to see him. Apparently, he gets along with the dogs at the house. I mean,
yep.
It's crazy.
He's never eaten anybody.
This is not the life that I would have guessed or, you know, asked for in my myself or anything like that. But that's one of the things about liberty is you have to be prepared to defend people who seem very, very strange to
well,
you.
Well, that's right. Liberty, if you want to be free, you have to allow other people to be free, and that includes the lady that wants to own an alligator. A couple more questions here from Vice.com about life with Rambo, the pet gator. Do people give you weird looks?
They do.
She says, definitely. I took him to the Plant City Bike Show, and that's the first
Plant
time...
Plant City, huh?
Yeah. Well, you're not going to find gators for the most part in the more urban portions of
Florida. Oh, they're all over.
Florida. Anyway,
you know, Plant City is one of these sort of country places.
They make strawberries in Plant City.
They have I think the Florida State Fair is done there. But you know.
She says, that's the first time I've ever gone there, and they escorted me off the property. Then I got in touch with the mayor down there and said, I have permits.
Plant City has a mayor?
It's perfectly legal to walk around with this animal, she says, and the next time I went, no one said a word to me. Rambo stayed on his motorcycle for the show, and we actually won the bike show. We do all kinds of things together. We go to schools. We do charities.
I bet he's popular at these events. If somebody sees him and says, oh, that gator doesn't move. He just sits right there in the thing and just lays there. All right, I'd like to have him at my event. And then they, you know, sort of word of mouth probably really, really does, you know, make it so that she can feed Rambo all the delicacies that he enjoys.
More about Rambo on the way and your thoughts on owning dangerous animals. Maybe you're a dangerous animal owner and you want to let us know what life has been like. Have you gotten any trouble from the state over it? The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Should Rambo be allowed to stay where he is? It's Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, the live Easter edition of Free Talk Live, and well, you can celebrate your Easter by calling in here. The number's 855-450-3733.
Gators lay eggs, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
We're talking about an alligator who's being kept as a pet by a woman in Florida, Plant City, Florida. Is she in Plant City, or is it just this incident where she was taking?
She went to the fair or something like that. She went somewhere in Plant City.
She's somewhere near Plant City, so whatever the case may be. Keeping a pet gator, and this may not be my decision as far as pets go, but I know that sometimes people keep wild animals as pets, and the animals begin to, I mean, they're just animals. You love them the way that you love a domestic animal.
Sure.
And sometimes it's deer. The authorities come out, shoot the deer. They shoot the deer.
That was in captivity?
Yeah, they've done it many times. Sometimes they'll take your domestic pigs, call them wild, that you've got in a fence, call them wild, cull them all, and I mean, there's just all kinds of stories out there of different things going on. People with foxes have had them euthanized. All kinds of things occur.
That's
and
horrifying.
This is the most extreme case I've heard. Generally, people in Florida have a pretty healthy. People in the South have a pretty healthy respect of alligators. People up north are terrified of them.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most terrifying creatures in North America. Now, I'm not saying they deserve the title. They're generally pretty docile, and they won't mess with you.
As long as they're not hungry.
Unless you have a small dog with you, or what they like to call a snack on a leash.
you ever seen the cat versus gator videos?
Yeah, I've seen that. That cat is one bad mamma jamma.
House cat bats down a gator and, like, backs him down back into the river.
The gator just doesn't know what to do with this animal. No doubt about it.
That's one worth looking up on YouTube.
Yeah.
So we're reading an interview with this lady from Vice, and if you want to comment on owning unusual animals and, you know, whether this should be something that is acceptable and, you know, what you think about it, maybe you've done or maybe you own unusual animals, feel free to join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. So more about Rambo?
Yeah.
All right. Story here from Vice.com. Just a couple more questions from them. Do you recommend gators as pets? It's an interview with the lady that owns Rambo. She says no. This gator would not be in my hands if someone did not take him out of that lake and practically ruin their lives. It was a batch of five gators that four of them ended up dying.
That's right.
In captivity. And not only that, they can't live natural, like natural animals that they're supposed to be. She says, I'm a big animal fan, and I believe they should be in their natural environment. But he's a special case. He was taken out of his natural environment, and she didn't do that.
One of the ways that you protect animals in their natural environment is to allow people to emotionally connect with animals. Mm-hmm. One of the best way to do that is to have, you know, an animal like Rambo here who kids can see and talk to and touch. And I'm sure that's what's happening.
Yeah.
And they're going to be less likely to run Rambo's relatives over, shoot them in lakes, and do a variety of things if
they can connect with
can connect with them. Now, there's a downside to this. They may think that they may grow up to believe that all gators are as friendly as Rambo.
Yeah, I think it's good to have a healthy fear of
alligators. Not a good idea. I imagine in her presentation, she says that this is a bad idea.
Right.
I just did a video today of going into the pig pen and at my house, placed it up on Facebook so people could see. And I've got a big friendly boar named Bill Clinton. It's his job to eat and hump, so I called him Bill Clinton.
Sure.
And he's a very good boy. He's been handled a great deal since birth, really, but we got him at, I think, 14 weeks or something like that. Mm-hmm. And very friendly. So, you know, I scratch him on the belly. He rolls over and that kind of thing. And it's fun for people to see that. It's like, wow, look at that big pig that you scratch and he falls over. And I wouldn't recommend doing that with any old boar who's in a pen with a couple of gilts at that time. But
what's a gilt?
A gilt is a female pig that has not yet had babies. So it's basically the pig version of a heifer.
I see.
As opposed to a,
So why is that? Because with the gilts, he'll want to show off and, you know, get rough with you or something like that, or what?
You just never know. I mean, the boar generally isn't going to get a lot of attention. He's going to have a lot of testosterone. He's male. You don't go playing with bulls either.
So she says... Oh.
Go ahead. Did you want to jump on to another question? I've got some calls here.
Please, let's go to the calls.
Let's go to Tim in New Jersey. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Tim.
Hello, how you doing, guys?
Good, go ahead.
Hey, listen, I'm afraid that if they take Rocco away and have him pack his suitcases with all his clothes, he may end up being a suitcase. But
yeah,
that's on a lesser note.
Yes.
You know, you're talking about Bernie Sanders. You know, he wants to redistribute the wealth of America. We hear that all the time and people cheering. You know, if you do the math and you take all the billionaires in the United States and add it up, according to Forbes, it's about $1,000 billion.
Okay.
So if you were to take one of those billion
dollars. It's a trillion, isn't it?
And put in it would be $1 trillion, yes.
Right.
But
okay.
If you were to take one of those $1 billion and divide it up among the 330 million people we have in this country, you'd get about $3. So if you did all $1 trillion, they'd get about $3,000.
Big fat
meantime,
hairy deal, right?
Sam Walton would have nothing left.
Yep.
Bill Gates, Soros, Buffett would have nothing left. All those jobs would disappear. Mm. They'd be walking around with a suitcase, and everybody would have $3,000 in their
pocket. Yeah, and somebody would get to go blow $3,000 on cigarettes.
Yeah, $3,000 would be gone from half of the population inside of a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Exactly. So that's what they want to do. It doesn't make any sense. also just do.
No, but it's popular, right? It's something that you, as a politician, can pander to people and, you know, attack the rich. It's a popular position to come from, so it resonates with people because it, you know, people feel jealous of people that, that have money and they want
and
to
by
punish
their,
them.
By their definition, rich people are sort of rare. They don't have a lot of political clout in the sense of you know, population. You know, 1%. They call it the 1%. Well, you know, 1% can't change an election unless, of course, they pay off politicians, which, of course, is what's been happening since the end of time.
Exactly. But, I mean, everybody's cheering. They think they're going to get $1 million, you know,
yeah.
a paycheck, you know, from Bernie. It don't add up.
No, also, it's not going to happen.
I have a book that was published in 1912, and it's the title of the book is The Speeches and the Writings of Teddy Roosevelt. And in the book, he's addressing Congress, and I'll quote, "Congress shall implement strong laws with the promise of imprisonment to those that lure foreigners to our shores with the promise of employment," end quote. He was 100 years ahead of his time. He didn't want the jobs to be taken by other people. He wanted the jobs for America. And God forbid,
but Americans won't do a lot of these jobs.
But, I mean, all our jobs were sent overseas. I mean, all our companies are sending jobs with NAFTA and GATT overseas. If he had only saw that in his future, but he was very ahead of his time.
Well, I don't think it's you know, I liked what you said in the beginning, but the latter portion, not so much. I mean, I don't think it's ahead of its time to propose restricting the freedom to travel. I mean, that's an old idea, and it's a terrible idea. I mean, if you want to restrict freedom, then you're going to have a police state. Is that what you want?
No, I'm not restricting freedom. I'm saying he's asking Congress to implement strong laws with the promise of imprisonment to those employers.
That's restricting freedom, isn't it?
And foreigners to our shores with the promise of employment.
So I'm not allowed, as somebody who wants to hire someone, to hire who I want to hire. That's what you're saying? Otherwise, I'll go to prison?
A foreigner, yes.
Hire right, that's restricting. You're restricting my freedom. That's okay with you? You just want to restrict my freedom because you don't like foreigners?
No, but I think what they're saying is we shouldn't bring foreigners in to take the jobs that Americans should have.
Well, I don't.
Americans won't pick fruit. Americans, you know, when they mow your lawn, they want to charge you twice as much.
What if somebody from another country is better qualified than the Americans who've applied?
Well, I guess you're right there, but
thank you.
You can argue this point
it.
All day. All right, take care.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate the call.
Well, because you're talking about restricting freedom, even though you don't want to admit it, that's exactly what you're talking about doing. You're talking about restricting the freedom of people who want to hire.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, final segment, this Easter edition. It's Mark with you.
I'm Ian.
Tell you about the AMP program. The AMP program is a program where you can help us to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. There's, you know, not much out there in the world of radio really addresses the ideas of freedom. If you believe in these ideas, if you want them spread far and wide to more people around the country, this is a great way to do it. There's not many organizations are spreading the ideas of freedom.
Well, some of them say they support freedom, but here's a hint. If they're talking about Donald Trump or Ted Cruz or Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton and then claiming to also support freedom, you got a problem.
Well, they can talk about them, but if they support them as a means to reach freedom,
yeah.
To me, I say vote for whoever you want to vote for. It's not like your vote is mathematically significant.
Yeah.
But if you want to support Free Talk Live and spread the ideas,
a
principled voice for freedom, please go to amp.freetalklive.com and do so.
And thank you to everyone who has amped the show over the last week. It's been incredible. We've had a great outpouring of support, not just the people who donated to the fundraiser, which huge thanks to them for donating $5,000 to replace some of the equipment the FBI stole from us last Sunday. That $5,000 was raised in 24 hours. I've never seen a fundraiser go so quickly like that. And so at the same time, other people were also donating to the AMP program. And that fundraiser is now over, so the AMP program is an ongoing way for you to support the show and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines. There's the AMP-only podcast and the AMP-only Facebook group.
Let's go to the phones.
At amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard on our website and Bitcoin at amp.freetalklive.com.
Bob calling in on Skype. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, Ian and Mark.
Hey there, Bob.
It's great to hear you guys. I've listened for a long time. I've never called in. So
thanks.
I had a Twitter argument, which is, talk about a waste of time, but I wanted to get your opinion on it. It was followed a transgendered person. I'm not sure if they would go by woman or man or just transgendered. And they reposted a post from some other transgendered person who dumped coffee on somebody and was surprised or thought they shouldn't have had the cops called on them. And they stated as I dumped coffee on a transphobe. And I replied that you should have had the cops called on you. Physical assaults are not an intelligent way to combat ignorance or bigotry. And right away I got back about my privilege, self-righteousness, and how, you know, that was just, I couldn't understand apparently, I guess is what they're saying. Which I get. I'm a white male. Okay, maybe I don't understand the hardships transgender people have. But they're not addressing my point of how it's not okay to use violence against an opinion that you don't like.
Yeah.
And I think the right way is...
It's a justification for violence, and if you're going to justify violence in one direction, you can justify it in the other. And it's just not acceptable either way. Adults don't dump coffee on people to solve their problems.
Yeah. And you talk it out. Or go away.
If that's what you're doing, if you're a kid and that's what you're doing, you need, I mean, it's time for, you know, some kind of punishment and retribution. If you're an adult who's doing it, then the cops are probably going to be called on you and nobody's going to feel bad for you. You're only doing things to harm whatever your movement is.
I thought it was really a terrible example. If this is the person that's kind of representing the transgender community, I'm like, they need to pick better people. But again, they're really not. They're just somebody reposted on Twitter, right? Nobody's saying they're some sort of a spokesperson.
Of course not. It's like a hothead.
Yep. Indeed.
Yeah, and I got a couple people liking my post, but then the conversation went on about how, what was the phrase here? I guess I'm unaware of, it's irony that I'm preaching on violence, I'm unaware of the white male legacy, and white male was capitalized.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you're completely responsible for everybody who's shared your color and your gender.
I guess so. But if I say that about any other gender or race, I'm a racist or a sexist,
because I should be.
And I called this out to say, you know, that's a racist and sexist thing to dismiss my opinion.
It is, yeah.
Because I'm a white male.
It's precisely
and
that.
Of course, yeah, and I thought that was just by saying. Of course, they replied that I should go see a doctor after that because I probably hurt my back twisting things that far. And I'm like, there's no twist here.
Right. They're gaslighting you, dude. Just tell them you stop gaslighting me.
What's that mean?
Gaslighting is this terminology they use that supposedly men who make women feel crazy or whatever are bad and wrong. It's this it's a psychological terminology, but it gets way overused in these spheres. So when they start talking like this, I just toss it in there. I don't even necessarily
really explain it to me.
Fine. You can go look it up.
Yes, I'll have to do that.
Gaslighting. It's basically the act of attempting to make somebody else feel like they're crazy.
Okay. Gotcha.
Thanks for the call,
Thanks,
Bob.
Man.
Yeah, appreciate it. I'm going to go to Tim in Wyoming. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Now, you were talking about earlier about Rambo, I guess the name of the rock the alligator is. I had a roommate once that said alligator tasted great. I mean, I guess eventually she may end up eating her pet because they may try to eat her, but who knows?
Lots of dogs. No, she says that in this other story over at the New York Daily News, talking about Rambo, the gator, the pet gator, she's had him for a decade. She says that he actually keeps his mouth shut when young children are around. She says he's very well trained. Children love to meet him. And, quote, when there's kids around, he doesn't want to hurt them even by accident. So he closes his mouth real tight so the kids can't get their fingers inside. He's never hurt anyone.
Wow.
I would hope that the kids aren't actually trying to reach their hands into his mouth anyway, even if he opened it up just to, to yawn or whatever, but... Not. I don't know if crocodiles yawn. I guess I should say that. But
alligator.
Or alligators. Sorry. Yeah. Crocodiles are.
Crocs have the rounded nose. Is that right?
They're in Africa too. I think.
Longer.
They're
Florida crocodiles. So alligators have a more rounded nose.
Oh, the alligators.
You can tell sort of by the bumps along them and that kind of thing. Crocodiles are actually evil personified.
You remember the movie Jumanji when Robin Williams' character says, "Yeah, you could tell it was a crocodile versus an alligator because of the fringe on the rear leg." And they said, "Well, we weren't really looking at that because this 18-foot crocodile or whatever was trying to eat them, so they really didn't care about looking at examining its rear leg." But I think it was something like that. But no, starting to do this, Ian. But I just kind of want to take you to task a little bit over. I've I've been kind of holding this in. Maybe I shouldn't have been holding it in, but it seems as though when a person wants to defend the borders, when they say that a country has to have borders of its own, you act as though that's a violent attitude. And people that want to have a country, a sovereign country, are statists, and they're also telling you what you particularly can do on your own. I'm saying,
well, they are. Well, that last man told me I couldn't hire who I wanted to hire.
Well, if you want to hire somebody to work on your property and have it, okay, you have a fence around your property and you have the person lives there and they clean your garage, you know, every day or something. Your garage is super filthy. Okay. Maybe that's the case. But if he wants to leave your fence area, now he's left your sovereign territory, if you will. And now he's going to
my house to clean up there.
Well, it sounds like you're talking about the tragedy of the commons here, where the idea being that there are certain areas that are public that anyone can travel upon that makes some people very upset that certain people are traveling upon those areas, specifically people who were pushed out of their mother's womb on other plots of land around the world, that's somehow insulting or bad from their perspective. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to restrict people on your own property. By all means, you should be able to restrict people.
And I would certainly not say that any American taxpayer should have to pay one penny to support somebody who comes here, to make a better life for themselves.
As an invader, essentially. Invades the country, comes in without permission, that kind of thing.
I would say they're a welcome guest.
Well, it's okay. When
a lot of our ancestors would be classified as invaders. I can assure you that there's plenty of American Indians that don't take too kindly to you, us white folks.
Well, it's at the same time they were also invading each other's territory, even though
indeed.
You know, honest,
you don't think the United States is going around the world invading other people's countries?
Well, of course. I mean, I'm not going to deny that that's a case. That is a fact. And we're, you know, as I've said many times, we stick our big fat nose in a lot of other countries' business. And
indeed,
it's not at all our business to do that. We're not the world's policeman. We're not the world's negotiator. We're not the world's weapons manufacturer. Well, if they want to buy our weapons, fine. Okay. If we don't just give them to them and say, you do what we say because we give you the weapons. Okay. And we're not using gold or silver. We're using petrodollars and fake currency anyway. So it's not even a legal country anymore. We're not even.
Thanks, Tim. I don't think we're going to resolve this one tonight. It's definitely a good conversation. We can have it.
Please do call
another time.
We're happy to have that conversation. And you can call us seven nights a week.
Not tonight, though.
Not tonight. 7 nights a week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. It's Mark with you.
And it's been Ian.
You can check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com, our Facebook page. You can find that at facebook.freetalklive.com.
Go Rambo. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. Greens75.com.